His Honor, John Mulfell. Good morning, John.
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing down there?
Good.
We're doing fine. I was just thinking maybe this last weekend you might have been doing a little uphill skiing. Would I have been correct?
I didn't do any uphill skiing, but I did manage to hike up to the summit of Whitefish Mountain Resort, and there's about 8 to 10 inches of snow at the summit, and it was falling steadily, so optimistic for a good ski season ahead.
So did you ski down?
I did not. I hiked down.
All right.
Boy, you're a trooper.
That he is. That's why I figured he'd be on his skis for this weekend. 8 inches at the
top.
Not
quite yet.
Yeah, all right.
It seemed about that, yeah.
Okay.
And it was exciting. There's new runs being cut in off in the Hell Roaring Basin area as part of their expansion plan. So those ski runs were cut in this summer and fall off Thousand Turns. So it's going to be fun to try some new terrain.
Is it going to be blue runs or red or black ones?
I'd call them black.
Would you? Okay. All right, let's move down to Whitefish here. I believe we have a city council meeting tonight, do we not?
We do. We have a pretty brief meeting. We're holding a work session to make a few appointments to boards, and then we will be reviewing our affordable housing plan and making a few housekeeping changes and recommendations, which was always contemplated when we adopted the plan, that it would take an annual review just to fine-tune the document. As you know, nothing's perfect coming off the shelf the first time, so we're constantly, you know, addressing public and community concerns with any adopted plan. So we'll be tackling that tonight in the work session, and then we have a pretty light council agenda with the focus being mostly on the update to our architectural review standards that have been in the works for about a year and a half now.
How are the Zoom meetings working for you guys?
They're working really well. We have an exceptional IT specialist on staff, and he helps me coordinate public comment, public input. Folks are provided the opportunity to comment online. They simply sign up and literally show their hand with the stroke of a key on their computer, and they're acknowledged and allowed to provide public input through the process. So far it's been working really well, and no major hitches so far.
So how about citizen input? That's always the thing I'm wondering about, because are people willing to go to the extra effort to get the Zoom program and get Zoomed in?
I think they are. In fact, I would say just the opposite of when we were having live meetings. I think there were a lot of individuals from our community that were very hesitant and hesitant to attend in live setting, because, as you know, we had folks showing up to council chambers that refused to wear masks, and that was part of the impetus to going to remote meetings. And quite frankly, we're actually seeing more public participation now that we are remote, because people just feel safe. They can call in from their home or their office and feel like they're in a safe environment providing public comment to our process.
We were driving up through Whitefish just the other day, and we noticed a lot of people, even on the streets downtown, are wearing masks.
They are. We're generally doing a pretty good job here in Whitefish with complying with the governor's directive. Of course, his directive superseded our local ordinance, which went into effect and required mandatory masking just one day before the state directive came down. But, you know, by and large, we're seeing broad compliance throughout our community, but there's certainly some areas that we remain concerned. We are getting reports of some businesses not mandating the use of masks, and that, of course, remains a concern to us at the city level, because really our hands are tied in terms of enforcement. That really goes back to the Flathead County Health Department, and of course, they're understaffed and don't have the ability to cover a county of this size in terms of compliance.
Our guest is Mayor John Mulfeld, Whitefish Mayor, and Whitefish City Hall is still closed?
We are actually reopening this week.
Are you?
Dana Smith, our city manager. Yep, she made the decision. We have so many safety measures and precautionary measures in place with PPE and mandatory temperature readings when you do enter the facility. Plexiglass, most of the employees that are working at City Hall have their own offices, and they'll continue working among staff remotely with WebEx and Zoom meetings just to be extra safe. But yes, City Hall will be reopening to the public, I think, effective today.
That's very good news, and maybe hope that there might be a little light at the end of this COVID-19 tunnel.
Well, we hope so. I know going into the winter, it seems a little bleak right now, just with the increases in cases that we're seeing both statewide as well as within Flathead County. And of course, Whitefish, you know, we have outbreaks within our school district, school closures. Many businesses are still working remotely, mine included. So we're certainly still seeing an uptake in cases. And I would just ask folks that when you are gathering in public places, to please wear your mask and adhere to social distancing.
One more quick thing I want to bring up with you is we understand that I believe it's sometime this week now, we're actually going to have a hearing on the Amtrak situation and the Empire Builder. Senator Testers asked for that hearing in Washington, D.C. Are you hopeful that maybe we're going to be able to get the Empire Builder back on a daily schedule through Whitefish?
I really am optimistic, and I've been in communication with his office. And, you know, we have some of the highest ridership numbers on that line, and it's critical to the Whitefish economy as well as the entire valleys for that matter. So I certainly remain optimistic. I applaud our senators for taking the initiative to schedule this hearing, and I'm certainly optimistic that we'll have some good results come forward. Good.
All right. As always, we appreciate our conversations and getting caught up with everything in Whitefish. Whitefish Mayor John Mulfield, our appreciation. Thanks.
You too. Have a great week.